Wednesday. Glad to have you here. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for tuning it in. You can always follow us at stevegruber.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those places. Great place to be. By the way, the Michigan Education Association, we put up a press release on the Facebook page yesterday. The MEA responding to a Project Veritas video showing the MEA doing some things that would make you scratch your head and go, well, that's not exactly right. Now, is it? You know, you can find that on our Facebook page. And you'll find breaking news there from time to time, and this is a good one. You know, the teachers' union in this particular case, the teachers' union president will cover up child abuse, protect drug-using, shoplifting teachers. So says the Project Veritas headline on its front page. They're going after teachers in New Jersey and teachers in Michigan right now. Michigan union boss neglects mandatory reporting of child abuse. That's the story. A Michigan union boss neglects mandatory reporting of child abuse. Another MEA official, this time in Michigan. Once again, the union official is clearly more interested in protecting, this is from Project Veritas, clearly more interested in protecting teachers than children. The video you see is troubling. Our journalist who says she is a teacher tells the union official a story about a bloodied middle school student she shoved. The response, don't report it and hope the student doesn't either. This is part of the larger nationwide investigation by Project Veritas into teachers' unions. Previous videos exposed two New Jersey Education Association presidents admitting they would bend the truth and protect abusive teachers. Both union presidents, David Perry of Hamilton, New Jersey, and Kathleen Valencia of Union City, New Jersey, both suspended by the schools and resigned from their unions. But here in Michigan, taking a much closer look is Project Veritas. And as you know, James O'Keefe was on the program here just a couple of days ago. And he said that Project Veritas is everywhere. They've infiltrated everywhere in order to find stories just like this. And so they say sometimes they work for months, sometimes they work for years to get the trust of the people they need to get the trust from, and then they move forward. Now, here's the statement from the Michigan Education Association on the video posted by Project Veritas. It happened a couple of days after our interview with James O'Keefe. He said something big was coming from Michigan. He said actually several things coming. Lots of comments, by the way. The MEA statement regarding misleading Project Veritas video. Now, this video is unedited and pretty straightforward, but apparently it's misleading to the MEA. Here's what it says. As educators, the safety of our students is our top priority. That's why we believe strongly in the responsibility of school employees as mandatory reporters to protect their students. On Monday, an anti-union group called Project Veritas, which specializes in producing misleading, unethical, undercover videos, released a video that seeks to attack educators and trick the public into believing something that is completely at odds with who we are as educators. Veritas is Latin for truth, but Project Veritas tactics are anything but truthful. In fact, they had an operative impersonate an actual MEA member to gain access to a representative, secretly record a 45-minute conversation about a complete lie, and then heavily edited and reordered the conversation in an attempt to put educators in a negative light. I don't see that editing and reordering in this video, by the way. MEA will be assisting our member who was impersonated in investigating legal options available, especially if Project Veritas did anything to steal her identity. MEA is not releasing the member's name publicly to protect her privacy and guard against any negative consequences from Project Veritas's agent begging her good name into the plot. Project Veritas' disregard for the truth and the law isn't new. Founder James O'Keefe pled guilty in 2010 to charges related to criminal violations over his illegal tactics. What James O'Keefe does is put cameras in hidden places and ask people questions, and they answer them straightforward. It puts people in uncomfortable positions, and yes, people sue, and they have won, and they've also lost. MEA is conducting a full investigation into the incident and the truth about what was said and in what context. Regardless of context, though, we believe no representative should ever insinuate that there is any option other than reporting an incident involving suspected injury. Well, they finally got to the crux of the story here at the very end. Regardless, this is what should be the lead. Regardless of context, we believe no representative should ever insinuate that there is any option other than reporting an incident involving suspected injury or abuse of a child. Anyhow, you can go watch the video for yourself, draw your own conclusions. The MEA response also there. It's all on Facebook for you. It's all there for you. The video's there. The response from the MEA is there. You can draw your own conclusions. We encourage you to do that. We encourage you to be involved with the conversation, to look for yourself. I want you to be, you know, the marketplace of ideas is open. Did Project Veritas trap the MEA? Or did they say, hey, don't report it. Hopefully you don't get caught for bloodying a student. Of course, in my estimation, a lot of the teachers these days are too soft on kids. I'm not saying they should bloody students. Not at all. Not what I said. Back up. But teachers should certainly be allowed to control their classrooms. And I think they're handcuffed many times in many ways these days and not even able to control their own classrooms because of laws that go too far. I think there's a medium somewhere in there where we can get to a balancing point where a teacher can control their classroom and students aren't being abused by overzealous teachers, if you will. A balancing act should be found, but right now we have students that rule the classroom and teachers that are powerless to do much about it. That's true for sure. That's true for sure. And I think we lost control of our classrooms sometime in the mid-1990s. I mean, when you have kids in classrooms today telling teachers, hey, you touch me and I'll sue. I'll call my parents. And you have parents that never agree with a teacher, that only agree with their kids because Johnny would never do anything wrong. Well, that's absurd, and you know better. Trust me. I was Johnny once, and Rotten Johnny did lots of things wrong. Trust me on that. So you've got a balancing act that needs to be found here between the teachers and the classroom, and I don't see it happening much. And, of course, there's a lot of people that don't like the teachers or the unions at all, and I appreciate that point of view as well. But that's for different reasons. The teachers should still be allowed to control their classrooms from unruly students, students that threaten them, students that, you know, listen to their cell phones and watch their cell phones and flip off teachers and walk out of class because that's the way they've been trained, with no respect for anything. The government schools creating something that there is no respect, not for the country, not for their fellow students, not for the learning process, not for any of it. There's a place to begin today. Let's get our schools in order. Before we start shoveling more money, how about we let schools get some order back in the classroom in some of these places? Because unruly students are not helping the learning environment at all, in my estimation, and there should be something done about it. Now, you can still go to Facebook, make your own decision on this video. Plenty of comments, lots of shares. Like I say, can draw your own conclusions. On the program today, Todd Wood will be here. Archbishop Council Ned will be here. Founding member of Project 21, Julie Gunlock. Dan Kildee, Congressman from Michigan's 5th Congressional District, will join us. As will Ron Rademacher, Jeff Wiggins, talking about the prevailing wage order that has been repealed by the courts. Doug Heller will be here. Hans von Spakovsky. Big show lined up for you today. 14 after. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.